Welcome new listeners to the Todd Glass Show. Before we get going, here's some stuff you should know. To tell if it's a bit or the truth from Todd, if he says potato salad or swear to God, those expressions are comedic, little darling. If Todd means the truth, he always says to George Carlin. And on the topic of bits, let's erase any doubt. Todd's almost always joking when he says, edit it out. The intro goes long, cause Todd's so big-hearted. Other podcasts end before his gets started.
The intros are recorded on a phone, but don't worry. The audio of the show is at a higher quality.
You know the Podcasters Association voted the Todd Glass Show a number one. So welcome to the show.
What? How you doing? You're good? You are? Okay, now listen. Let's get some of the niceties out of the way. The niceties. If you live in Minneapolis, Philadelphia or Toronto, you're going to want to listen to this first minute, but I'm going to rip through it quick. So anyway, I made a mistake during the show tonight, I said that I'll be in Toronto this weekend. No. Toronto, I will be at the Comedy Bar, but I will be there the 25th, the 26th, and 27th of May. Okay, that's nice and simple. Toronto Bar, the 25th, 26th, 27th of May. Boom. I will be in Minneapolis. I might get in a night or two early, but the show that I'm doing is at the Royal Comedy Theater. There's really a lot of great comedians. It's part of their comedy festival on May 20th. That's a Saturday, okay? That's when I'll be in Minneapolis at the Royal Comedy Theater, okay? And then I'll be at the Comedy Cabaret in Doylestown the 17th of June. One show. It's going to be big. It's going to be great. I'll have the band with me, okay? That's that, okay? Now, don't 15-second forward. There's so many... Eddie Pepitone is our guest. And let me tell you something. I almost had a nervous breakdown in a good way. Wow. And by the way, next week I'll talk about my tour a little bit more. Eddie was so fun. We didn't even get to any of that stuff. But I did want to say, you know, at Piggy Robbins did a montage of the show, and I really thought he did a great job, and I wanted to make sure that I gave him proper, you know, thank you. And also, Bob Anonymous did, you'll hear the song, we play it again. I thought it was a really beautiful song. It was really nice, and he has an album coming out called Choose Your Own Adventure on August 26th. I think you'll really like it. I thought that song he sent in was really cool. Is that everything? I think. And oh, by the way, God, there's Mr. Rogers and the Pretenders also sent in a song, which, man, they jammed so much stuff from the show into that song. Sometimes you'll think it's a little hard to hear, but I sort of like that every time you listen to it, you hear another reference, another drop. But that's it. Today's show, Eddie Pepitone. Wow. I mean, it was just ridiculous. Or redonkulous? Alrighty. Next week will be a lot of fun. We'll have a family show probably. And you're great. All right, you're good. Happy holidays, happy birthday. You're special. You'd be missed. You are missed when you're not, you know, you're missed. I miss you. What? If you only knew. All right, everybody. Bye.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, Eddie Pepitone.
What's happening?
We can give him a royal salute. I like that. Let's commit. Drum.
Eddie Pepitone.
nothing wrong, everybody. Don't we make a big deal about it.
Genuine excitement.
Is that it?
Yes, look how many that's people it. Are here.
What, a couple of fucking toots of the horn, and that's it. Boy, not much. Not much, gentlemen.
Oh, God.
I like that.
Okay, so here
I like
we
that.
Go. Let's play us in. This explains who everybody is, too.
Come on!
I can't get enough of this podcast.
Those of you at home, Todd pulled a candle over to read a piece of paper like Scrooge.
Yep. Let's just do Rodney, but there's no joke. We just do have, hey, I'll play with a needle.
Hey, is the elevator going up or is it going down?
The penicillin.
The taxi. Stop me. Fire, but imagine it blue.
Hey,
I like cartoon.
Hey, I'll tell you what. This is what we give people. That's why the name of this show is called Is This Necessarily Necessary?
What do your neighbors think is happening?
Can I tell you?
what do they think is happening out here? We're on Todd's yard.
That was great. Wow.
All right, everybody.
If you know when you have more fun than listening to that song, invite me.
Okay.
Invite me, but know that I'm going to walk in. I'm going to remember, ooh, cheeky, having fun, silly in this studio, letting your guard down, just being who you are, silly, as stupid as that song is, loving it. If you know another place where there's something better than that happening, I'd like to come over. We'll be back with the Todd Glass Show. No. It's a new show, everybody. This is a new format we got. It's called Hot Diggity Dog. We have Be Nice mugs that are available online. Well, because I had a situation once with this woman. She told me my trunk was open. I was going to get out of the car and pour hot coffee on her face. Because I don't know why. But then I had a Be Nice mug, and I went over and I thanked her, and I gave her a $50 Starbucks coffee.
I could never leave here. Like, I think you have a solid case for kidnapping a person. And having them be on the show. Like, if you kidnapped a human and you're like, your life isn't great, you don't know that, but if you, I put you on my show daily, yes, I'll chain you up in the green room. But you'll be on my show once a day. I think they'd be like, well, that's better.
I picture, like, you know, like Eric over there, like with a chain. He has enough chain to get to his drums, but he goes, I am happier. Like, he goes, you know, no, we have the perfect temperature. The lighting's always great.
I met Sarah Silverman.
Bert came in. I meet all these people. Hey, you want to hear something fun?
Yeah.
So what type of show do I have?
A great show.
Thank you.
You got
thank
a great
you.
Show. You got a wonderful show. Lifts the spirit. Heals the heart.
Oh.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah, it does. Because we...
You want to get out of here?
This wall's...
It's going to be so much fun. Oh, fun. Everybody likes fun. Yeah. Sure. You like fun? Fun. Everybody likes fun. Everybody likes fun. You like fun?
Yeah.
I like fun. Do you like fun?
Fun's the best.
Fun's the best. Oh, fun's fun. Fun is fun. Fun is fun. Fun's fun.
Sure.
Fun. 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 All right, guys, stop making a joke about fun.
All right.
There's nothing more serious. I take my fun seriously. Not coming in here every week, it really does make me forget about the world, like, in a ridiculously overwhelming way when I leave here after 2.5 hours.
It's such a really different podcast. Like, it really is. Not to get meta about it, but, like, the reason I love it is I really do disappear. I really do disappear and giggle.
Sure, I have a good show.
May I bow a good day to you and a pleasant morning and a welcome to our land of love and happiness.
A
That does it, guys. The shirt's coming off.
What?
It felt like a horse.
Act like you're doing it again, but you don't have to. Okay. That's it. The shirt's coming off.
That's it. The shirt's coming off.
Whoa!
Anyone can take the trumpet and blow tunes into it. All you gotta do is think the song. Like, give me that fucking trumpet.
How hard is it?
Now throw it over here. Seriously, think of a song and just play it.
All right, I think I can do
this. Have you ever played before, by the way?
Never played trumpet in my life.
Never. No. Look me in the eye. I swear to God. You've never played
a trumpet.
I've
never played trumpet.
Well, do that horse thing then.
Okay, here we go.
That's pretty good. That's really
I've said that hard.
So when you just did that, have you ever played that before?
Never played it in my life.
Wow.
But I've seen a lot of movies where they play trumpet.
Like when he played you in.
It's you I like. It's not the things you wear. Not the way you do your hair. But it's you I like. The way you are right now. The way down deep inside you, not the things that hide you.
It's Todd Glass. How you doing? Good?
Beside you, but it's you.
Now you're beautiful, you're
special.
Special.
Smell good.
You smell good.
You're considerate.
You're considerate and you know it and stop it already. People like you. And yeah, you got stuff you're working on, but in the meantime, I think you're pretty cool. I think I think that's okay to know. Don't you feel lighter?
I'll take this positive motivation, I'll come over and I'll punch you right in your neck with it. Well, sometimes people need that. You're great, you're special, you're funny, you're kind, you're just the fucking best. Huh? Well, you can't take a little positive reinforcement? How about if I come over and punch you in your fucking head? I got you smiling. No? I do?
It's you.
It is time now to say goodbye. We had a great time.
It was a great time.
Right?
It was a really great time.
I think you just put a little reverb in our voice and you let us say goodnight.
Hold the band!
Hold the bat! Hold it! Hold the bat! Hold it! Hold the bat! Hold it! Hold it! Stop! Stop it! Hold the band! Hold it! Jesus! Hold the band! Hold the band! Every instrument, halt playing! Every instrument, tambourine player, sit down! Trumpet player, remove the trumpet from your mouth. Stop it. Wow. Somebody put a lot of time into that.
Who did that?
Where is it? Where is it? Hold on. Montage. Can you read that? Who made that montage? Because you did a great job. You know what I want this person to do?
Peggy Robinson.
Peggy Robinson, at Peggy
so
Robinson
good.
On Twitter.
So good. No, it was such a pleasure.
You were in there, by the way. So anyway, wouldn't it be great if that person made us a best of show? Like took, because he had good instincts. I don't mean to put the pressure on you, but like an hour show, people go, I don't know what show to listen to. You want to get a feel of the Todd Glass show? Whatever he creates. Mm-hmm. Wow. That's a cold opening. The cold opening was us talking as you came into the room, then having trouble with your headset. Then we did a montage, very professional, and now all of a sudden this happens.
I want to write a song about a poem from a movie that I saw in a magazine that I was showing to a
somebody
friend.
Somebody sent
so he
this
put in. It in his phone and then download it when he got home to enjoy it, but the file got corroded.
Wow.
But the theater of the mind has no budget.
Eddie Pepitone, everybody.
And so he turned it off and he let it go. And now he's sitting here listening to the Todd Glass Show.
By the way, the only thing I didn't like about that song.
Hold on.
Little bit meta and a little bit loaded. I discovered this podcast and I kind of exploded. I mean interrupted.
This is beautiful.
Please.
But the theater of the mind has
no
budget.
Talking.
So I grabbed my guitar and lost control, and now I'm sitting here singing for a podcast show.
Doesn't it suck when your fans are better than you?
It's a Todd Glass podcast. All he wants to do is make us all laugh. It's an odd cast at the Todd Glass show.
What?
It's the Todd Glass podcast. From the Yangtze River to the Wabash. It's an odd blast at the Todd Glass show. Good in the daytime, it's good in the moon glow. I describe it kind of like a modern day goon show. Without the writing, but the spontaneity makes it more exciting. So I'm turning it on and letting it go and swear to Richard Pryor's rival at the Todd Glass show. It's a Todd Glass.
Stop, I want the band to stop. Stop! Will you fucking stop?
You have to go over there. If you need to go over there, go over there.
I'm coming over there. All right, listen. Take the fucking stop. I said the fucking stop it.
You're the conductor, Eddie.
You sons of bitches. Don't you understand what stop means? No, you fuck. Stop. Stop. Just stop it. Stop. God damn it. What don't you understand? What don't you understand? Do you see this fucking gun? Do you see this gun? Look, I am not kidding. Oh, you son of a bitch. Son of a... No! No! When... Silence! Silence! No! I don't want to fucking... What kind of whistle is that? Will you just fuck... Wow, this is a really crazy... Now, can I just say something? I've...
Okay. What, Eddie?
Stop it! Just stop!
Eddie, what would you do in real life if that was your job? Would you be able to have a... Would you have a heart attack? These guys, you had to travel with every night on the road. Maybe they saved your daughter's life. And they don't fucking know how to stop. We'll go back to it.
All right. Well, I would be like... every time I would tell them to stop, I'd be like, all right, you saved my daughter's life. Like, I would keep... remembering that going.
Right, that's the only thing that would get you out
of it. You brought her life. You brought her life!
Yeah.
But stop! That's how it would go. You brought... And then I would... Then my daughter would die of a disease, and then I would be able to... then I wouldn't be able to kill her.
Oh, you'd be happy about that.
Please welcome Eddie Pepitone to the Todd Glass Show.
Eddie Pepitone is our guest!
Eddie Pepitone with us.
Is this the new Eddie? Yeah, that's okay.
Oh, I see my name. Unbelievable. My name is printed.
Look at
beautifully.
That. Thank you. My God. Hey, What's going on?
Eddie was just complimenting the penmanship.
No, I was looking at the board.
Pull up on the board.
No, that penmanship, that's pedestrian, but the board is great. The board is great. By the way, what would happen if your podcast had no jingles? It was just you talking about anxiety.
Let me play this first, and then we'll talk about that.
That's my Eddie Pepitone. Pepitone.
It's Eddie Pepitone.
Stop it!
No.
Stop! Come on!
Look, I got bubbles.
Fucking stop it! Stop it!
Look, bubbles!
Stop it! God,
you like
it.
The bubbles? I got bubbles for you.
I love the bubbles.
Eddie Pepitone's our guest. Come on, make a big deal about it. This isn't one of those shit shows.
God damn it! The fuck don't you understand? What the fuck don't you understand? You see me? I'm fucking making the stop sign. I'm making the stop sign.
Can I ask you a favor? Do you hate when I give you orders? Would you go over and yell at them? It's going to make my whole life. Like, I want to see you're the band leader. You're in front of them. You turn. You can't. It's funnier with you in their faces. Like, you're so mad at them.
But
is that wrong of me to ask you to do?
Is it being videoed?
No, but it doesn't matter. They imagine it. They'll hear you away from the mic. They'll
all
get
right.
it.
All right.
Believe me. They get people listen. They'll get it. So start playing another rhythm again. I picture you in front of an orchestra. And, then, you know, you're in black. Eddie is wearing. Hold on. Eddie is wearing a black suit. Your tails, can I paint the picture, which even I'll, you're a, what are you, a, what's your title? You're a, what's that called? A maestro.
Conductor.
Conductor, I've never seen the tails as long. Your tails are like 17 feet long.
Right.
Okay,
no,
so.
I love my tails.
Okay, yeah, you make a big deal about it. Yeah. Okay, so start playing something. Look at him, he's directing them.
He's directing them.
They're not stopping. They're not stopping.
Stop! Stop! Stop!
Tell him what you're gonna do with the trumpet.
I'm gonna fucking kill you! Stop it! Stop it! No! Don't you fucking play that guitar again! I'll break it over your fucking head! I'll show you!
Oh, one, two!
Just fucking stop it, alright? It isn't funny. That's it. When I say stop, I stop. You see the length of these tails?
Wow, that's an opening, Eddie. We play in right. These other podcasts, I don't know what they do.
I don't know either.
Can I ask you
a
question before?
About books. They talk about their.
Who needs books? Books are for idiots, and I said that a long time ago.
Books are for morons.
Books are
friend.
For morons. You know who reads books? Oh, look at me! I read books.
The only books I like are the pop-ups.
Thank
those
you.
Those are great. Those are great.
Did you ever laugh yourself into a boner?
Other way around. No. Other way around. I've jerked myself off into tremendous laughter.
Wow.
If that makes any sense.
No, I. If I was you, I'd laugh. I'd. If I. I wish I was you with your sense of humor and your abilities. What I would do to myself.
Whenever I come now, whenever I come, I just laugh like a motherfucker because I'm like, I did it again! 8 times in an hour!
Say that again. Play the horse thing. I got the whole show figured out. And we'll edit it in. They'll never hear you said it the first time. Say, I come in. We're not going to really do it, but just say, I come like.
I come 8 times in an hour. Whenever I come, I laugh like crazy!
There you go.
Is that what's that? When I
that's
come?
The horse. I don't know. Maybe when you come, that's there's great. A horse. That's I try great. To get the trumpet most I can, money I can out of the JJ the trumpet player. So anything you do, I go add trumpet to it. All right, hold on, I'm revving way too hot.
It just reminds me of Equus.
Is anybody else
plays
hot?
Are for idiots too.
Is anybody
yes.
else hot?
Yes,
you're hot.
Yeah, but it we is a little warm. Are also the only two on mushrooms.
Okay, shh.
What?
I took a few. Can I turn the air on for a little?
Is that
while?
Why you're sweating? Is that why you're sweating?
No, I'm sweating because
be
I sweat
your
a
guide.
Lot.
Let me be your guide.
You want to be my
your
guide?
Yes.
Okay.
You're Carlos Castaneda. I will guide you through to your spirit animal. Okay?
Can I ask you a question?
I'm going to guide you to your spirit fucking animal.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Yeah, all right. Now,
can I ask you a
go.
Question, yeah. My spirit of a guru? Mm-hmm. Can I be while the air conditioner's on?
What's that?
Excuse me, may you guide me to where I need to be guided? Will I put the air conditioner
that's
on?
That's fine. Being okay. guided doesn't matter what temperature it is in here.
I like the guy just
you're just.
You're not crazy, right?
You would just.
But everybody, I'm moving over to the air conditioner, taking the thing. Now, Duncan, you are typically going to be cold right in front of here, but if you need to move. Yeah, that's okay. The band can be in two places. Some people would say edit this out. Eddie, all I can tell you is 1 minute, I'm going to be all yours. This show is going to go great because all I want to do is hear you talk.
Well, I just want you to know, when you come face to face with yourself on this journey, do not run. Do not run.
If only the people knew that I was folding the... I'm just trying to clean things up. I can't have a dirty ship. But everything's great. We got a nice band. Do you want to sit in front of the air? Or do you like
you know things are not okay, great when someone is always saying, everything's great. Everything's great. That's the big kicker.
Great. Everything's great. Steve Fine Arts is
Todd
here.
Lost a lot of weight.
Oh, Steve Fine Arts, yeah.
I don't know if you can see.
When I Bitter Buddha, we don't be
this is Bitter Buddha. Oh, sure, yeah, Bitter Buddha. Well, that's what he started. That's what put him on the map. But ever since then, Showtime. Oh, yeah, 6 Netflix specials. I understand. Sure. Oh, yeah.
In ruins.
Well, let me tell you something. You've only seen the beginning of Steve Fine Arts. Well, Eddie Pepitone. He says he invented Eddie Pepitone. I think that's a little. I say. I think he just maybe brought light to his career.
He patented me. He patented me.
So. I go slow, and then we're going to have a good time. This is a cold opening.
I want to talk about the police. <I'm kidding>. What so, the hell was Sting and Stuart Copeland thinking?
I'll just say this. I'll feel better. I was gone for like a month. Let me tell you something.
Were you?
Yes. And I missed everybody. I really did miss everybody.
Well, you were on
Look
the road.
Look how adorable everybody is. Right? Is that wrong to say that?
No, that's very lovely. I mean, it's very child. It's innocence, which you must
You're
not
damn
run.
Right. I got fucking Do innocence, asshole. Run. Fuck you.
Do not run from your spirit animal.
The reverb in his mic. Say that again with reverb.
Do not run from your spirit animal.
I'm a hawk. I'm a hawk. I'm a hawk. I'm a hawk, you fucking moron. Follow me to the edge of this cliff. What do you see?
What do you see? How many adorable people? How many adorable people do you see over this cliff? I am your spirit animal. I also work in an optometrist to make extra money because the spirit animal thing never pays well. So I work for an optometrist.
Right. Give me one more second. That was great. Let's show him the respect he deserves. We do a lot of applauding, but it's not bull. So here's what I wanted to say. In the band tonight, I always feel better if I say this. I was gone. I missed the fuck out of everybody. Yeah. In the band tonight, we have Jonathan sitting in on the bongos. We have Eric on drums, who is a bag of spaghetti or whatever. And then JJ. We haven't seen JJ in ages. JJ Kirkpatrick, ladies and gentlemen. John. Yes, John Brand Wagner. Oh, and then what did you want to say, John?
I was just going to ask where JJ was.
Yeah, JJ, you were played at what's the place up where everybody plays? Coachella. And what band were you playing with?
Big Gigantic.
Big Gigantic. And my friends saw him there. They're like, I think we saw JJ at...
Was it hot? Was it hot in Coachella? I hear it's hot and everybody is on acid.
Excuse me, I play with the Big Gigantic.
MDMA.
All right, guys, we don't have time to finish the bit. That's how much energy I got crammed into the show. If you get disappointed with me, Eddie, you know when you sit during these podcasts and you sit and
wait.
By the time I'm to you, it's going to be quicker than you think. It's like when you're at a restaurant and you go, when is our food going to be here?
Right.
And then it gets there. You're like, okay.
Yeah, that went by quick.
Duncan, are you good?
Yeah.
Duncan is playing guitar tonight. It's
Duncan
always
Duncan
Carey. Duncan
Carey. Duncan. On the Todd Glass Show, it's Duncan. He's on Twitter, you know. At Duncan
We must cut the jingle in half because we have no time. Some people say the time it takes me to talk about cutting it in half is the same amount of time, but it's actually 2 seconds later if I stop right now. Okay, so... Thank you. Oh, look at that. And all Steve Fine Arts is here. So there's Aristotle. I'm in love. I am in love, and I'm happy to be back. So
when did you get back?
I got back Monday, Sunday night.
Okay. Where were you?
You know, I was... No, I know what you're setting me up for, so they can go, oh. But it's good. I'm back. Everyone knows. I called him while I was gone. There's no reason. It was
you're
a lot of fun. What?
You were at Coachella?
I had lemon jello, yes. I love it. It's great.
Small full of money, full of show.
That's Wayne Newton. You know, he tells a joke and it doesn't. Do you have the full version? Maybe we can do
that
this throughout
Wayne
the night.
Wayne Newton? Well, he sounds good.
He does sound good there, but you know what he does? He tells a joke, it doesn't get a laugh, but then he can launch into a hit song with 40 piece instrument.
I wish I could do that.
Well, watch. Let's do it. Let's hear him do it first and then we can do it.
I once said it is easy to be humble when you're a success.
Him in concert.
The trick is to be arrogant when you're a flop.
Not so much, but...
When it's one full of money, full of show. You can get rid of the candle.
Sure, you can put a little reverb in our voices. Yeah, if you're a friend...
Let me do my version of it now.
Okay, you got your band behind you. Just hear a little bit of the drums in the background.
Let me do my version.
A little softer, and then he'll come in nice and loud. Go ahead. You're with
hey,
your band.
So I really, I shouldn't talk to my dogs as much as I do. I talk to them inappropriately. I say, Charlotte, my dog's name is Charlotte, do you think I have diabetes? Well, that's
it's one for the money, and we got for the show. You really get ready to go, yeah, go, but don't you?
That's
like
fun
that.
To do. Give me another one. You're in the band. You're talking. You hear the drummer. He's just giving you a little beat in the back so there's not dead air.
Well, the thing I don't like about Wedding Toast.
We'll bring the music in. You can go sing along with it.
The thing I don't like about wedding toasts is that they're bullshit. I would like to do a real wedding toast, like Jack met Frank. I mean, Jack met, that's one for the money,
two for the show, three to get going, now go get go. But
you know what? You know when that would really good? That would really be good? If you had early dementia. Like I just had, like I forgot my joke completely. And you're like, can you get me my... the hot, no, my toothbrush.
It's one for the money.
Yeah.
The band knows.
Then people, then that kind of takes the sting out of dementia.
Well, because
when you have like
your
a band.
So if you're in front of an audience, you the band knows to just come in. Like you're like
not even in
you
front
know,
of
the
an
fu-
audience.
The funny
I'm talking about living your life.
Oh, just if you're at the grocery
you
store.
Have early dementia.
You know, I came in.
Let me see. I want toothpaste. No, my name is Harry. No, my name is Bob. I'm an accountant.
It's one full of money.
Let's do that. I'll see you later. And then you leave. You leave the store.
Eddie?
You leave the store to that, and no one gives a shit that you came in with no pants on.
Why? I think you're great, and I'll tell you what I'd like to ask you.
Fuck you.
I am your spirit. I am. Watch me jerk off my hawk dick. And do not run away.
Run away.
Eddie, it's Eddie. Eddie Pepitone with us.
Bah, bah, bah. Oh, I bet we can find a good place for the trumpet every time we play that at the end. Bump, bump, bump. Play it again.
Eddie, it's Eddie. Eddie Pepitone with us.
Stop the trumpet! Just stop it. Thank you. Oh, you fuck. Don't you think you're playing game? You're playing game to the wrong guy. I have tails. Do you see these tails? They don't... Oh, you piece of shit. Give me that fucking trumpet. Melt it down. I'll melt that fucking trumpet down. Oh, really? Really?
You're going to take all that work to melt it down.
I've been doing
it. You'll be in your kitchen melting it down. That's how angry you are, even when he's not around. Give me the trumpet. You can't melt it down right away. So where do you bring it right away when you take it? You say you're going to melt it down. Be honest.
Oh, I bring it right to the, kitchen, and I put it in a big saucepan with a little olive oil, a little garlic. You know, I don't want to do it like an asshole, like an animal. I want it to be nice. I want to melt it down at the right temperature. You know what I mean?
God damn it.
Oil, garlic.
This is as good as I thought it was going to be. You
some pink salt.
Can I tell you something?
Crystal pink salt is good. Himalayan salt.
Can I tell you something? I didn't want to make a big deal about it. But, Eddie, I did bring you here.
Yes, sir.
What I feel is on a big day. Because we're having celebration for this.
Celebration.
And then I chose you. We're going to have a three-part celebrating. This is the start of the podcast. This is the start of the podcast. Listen. I picked a good week to have you here.
I guess I've been podcasting for 300 shows.
Oh!
And I bet you'll be podcasting for 300 more. Other shows are freaking out because Todd's a real interviewer. And I can't remember what I listened to before.
What?
What would we do, baby?
Oh, wow.
Without Todd?
I am the luckiest man in the world, blessed with this.
Sit behind glass, cause it's a real show. What would we do, baby, without time? The Taco Show.
Stop it. Stop. Just stop it, you fucking cock-sucking fucking trumpet asshole. And you with your fucking drum, just stop it. Stop it! No fucking timpani, you son of a... No, not the slide whistle, you
son of a... Why do
you
even have a slide whistle in your band?
Why do you have a slide whistle, you stupid, you fucks? God damn it. God damn it.
They said, can I be honest? Mm. Like, I love this guy because they go, oh, you got to bring this guy in. He's the best. He knows bands. Like, they think there's some technique he's going to use or maybe... he's just yelling at them, which I love. I love yelling.
Well, you know,
I do.
When someone isn't obeying you, what kind of technique is there?
I guess
love.
Right.
Hey, guys, here's that. What that would sound
okay,
like. Go ahead, keep going.
Go. Keep playing.
No. Stop it. Okay. Come on. I'll take you guys. Come on. I'm gonna take. No, guys, don't. Come on. I love you a lot. I'm gonna take you out for dinner. I'm gonna take you out for dinner after this if you stop. You know what? You know what? You got. I love your creativity, but it's got to end, okay? It's just got to stop. I know.
The drummer doesn't understand. Yeah. Everyone else figured it out.
No, please stop the guitar because, by the way, your playing is amazing and you're amazing, but I really need you to stop right now, even though it is beautiful, but please stop. You see what I mean? It doesn't work when you love like that.
No.
You have to go, you fucking play that guitar.
His name's Duncan. You got to tell
Duncan, him. Your fucking name is from Macbeth. You ever see Macbeth, asshole? Duncan was the fucking king, moron. Just stop it.
Can I tell you why I picked you for one of our first of three celebrations?
We have
three shows.
I don't feel so special all of a sudden.
Okay, well,
this is it. 300 shows? That doesn't make any sense. Mm-hmm. Which is the 300?
Eddie, if you'd let me finish,
stop
I can make
it.
Up something.
Stop.
Well, we do have three shows celebrating it.
I don't get that.
Well,
it should be one show.
You're right, but I didn't want to do it that
way.
Three
different guests.
Well, this is the one we're going to play on our 300th. You're the headliner.
I'll see that. I'm going to check it out.
Can I tell you?
I'm going to go to your website.
I love you. You're right. He won't listen. He
right,
won't listen.
Right, right. I know. Yours is the episode. All right.
Can
all
I
right.
tell
it's
you
just
why?
Like what they told me, King Arthur, is between me and Jude Law. And my agent says it looks good for you. And then boom, it's Jude Law and nothing. I don't even get a bit part.
Anybody listening to this, you're blessed. But here's why I picked you.
It's a beautiful day.
Remember, someone did this.
In this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood. A neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you
sounds good.
Be mine?
I've always wanted to have a neighbor just like you.
I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. Bastards. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? I just stopped. Stop it. Stop! Will you fucking cut it? The music! Stop it, trumpet asshole! Hey, trumpet fuck! You fucking idiot! Stop it! Stop with the drums! Stop with the fucking tambourine! Stop with the shit! Don't! Stop! Stop it! I swear to God, I'll fucking step off you! Fuck! You fucking asshole! You're a fucking asshole!
He saved you. By the way, Eddie, remember, he saved your daughter's life. That's the reason you hire them on the road with you.
Thank you for saving my precious daughter.
That's all you do every night. Right. You can't stop them, so what do? But at the end of it, you feel so guilty and so in so much turmoil. You go, and thank you for saving my daughter's life.
Yeah, well, you have to say that.
Wow. Eddie.
Yes.
I'm going to ask you a question, but before I do, I'd like to play this. But I'm going to ask you a serious question. There's other podcasts.
Is it about the police?
No.
I don't know what they're doing out there.
When
tases fucking
are you?
Tear gas. And it's always against the poor. You ever notice that? Now, what are you going to ask me? I'm sorry.
When are you? Sure, I know how to do a professional show. Sure, I do.
But why?
Sure, I'm professional.
When you could do mushrooms and have music, that's what I.
Eddie, this is all about you. When are you? Seriously, do you mind if I ask you a serious question?
Of course.
When are you at your happiest?
My
sure, I'm a good fucking interview. Suck it.
When am I my happiest?
Serious, no bullshit. I would, don't make me come across there. I'll slap you across the face like you've never seen before.
I would have to say when I'm performing, when I'm doing comedy, when I'm hanging out with my wife and dogs and just forget about show business completely. So like two extremes. In nature, I love being in nature. Oh, and I love eating soft, gooey things. I get really happy.
That's good.
Like when I'm doing this and watching hockey. I'm a huge hockey fan, and I watch hockey, and I have something soft and gooey, and I'm like, and then someone starts sucking my dick, and I'm like, like soft, gooey hockey. Someone sucking my dick.
That's your happiest?
That's about my happiest. And then someone tells me after that's all over.
I know it's hard.
After that's all over. Then after
what
I come,
second?
Go ahead. Then after I come, someone says, "You're great, you're great," and then I'm like, "Oh, okay," you know. And then
who
they
says
give me,
that?
Just anybody.
Did I ask? What was my question?
When is it happening?
I guess I'm not what the best interviewer.
I am your spirit. I am your spirit animal. Look into this box. This box is your life. Do you see yourself when you're a little baby?
I hope that my mommy and daddy love each other. Don't fight, mommy and daddy.
Do not run from this memory. Do not run from this memory.
Don't fight, mommy. Don't fight, daddy. My name is Todd.
Stop it.
I am your spirit animal. Do you remember when you went up to Levon Helm and told him, can I have your autograph? And he said, fuck off! Do not run from that memory. Levon Helm of the band told you to fuck yourself, yet you still formed good bones.
Oh, my God.
And here you are walking down a street in Philadelphia.
And you see someone threatening someone with a knife.
And you run up and you say, kill him! Kill him! Do not run!
This is the best 300 show I could ever ask for. Stories from Eddie and then this music? Shut the fuck up. Wow. I'm having so much fun. Is that wrong? So that's when you're your happiest.
Yes.
Second to that.
I think just a simple thing like a ladybug on my nose. Just a ladybug on my nose.
A ladybug on your nose.
I'm laying down.
Paint a picture.
A ladybug on my nose. I'm laying down. But again, I'm getting a blowjob. That's always in there.
Oh, I need to know that. Let's start from the beginning again because I need to know the whole picture.
Getting a blowjob. So, again, it involves coming. All my happy stuff involves coming.
Wait. Can I interrupt you for a second?
And by the way, when I say...
to start from the beginning. Yeah. I don't mean to be unprofessional. So even the birth of a child would involve coming?
Yes. Especially the birth of a child.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry. You had a child two weeks ago.
I did have a child.
Carrie, I saw the pictures.
It was coming out of my wife, so that was one
Okay, so paint the picture.
So the child is coming out of my wife's womb.
Okay.
But I'm jerking off next to it.
What?
Yes, and one of the nurses is helping me. She just fucking starts wailing on me, and I'm like, I have a child! Faster! Harder, faster! And then I asked the doctor, put your pinky in my ass! And then I say to my wife, we're going to name it Charles!
Why, is that the doctor?
No, I say we're going to name it Charles. And then I come all over the place, and then I get to hold the baby, but not for a couple of days because I've been arrested.
Oh, my God! God damn it. I need music just to now relax, too. No bits during this. Just I want to hear JJ play. JJ, show off. JJ Kirkpatrick on trumpet, everybody. Eric on drums. And doing a wonderful job on tambourine, Jonathan. Enjoy. Sit back and let the Wayne Newton Band wail in your face.
Hello, wow. I am your spirit animal. I am going to show you your death.
You're talking to me?
To you, Todd Glass. You are on stage. Opening for a celebrity.
Oh, my God, you're right. I am.
You get heckled by a moron. Who says you take too many ride-alongs with the police. You clutch at your heart. And you die. Do not run from this image. But then you hear good music.
What? If I was a cop,
I am next to you, jerking off my hawk. My hawk cock is jerking off right onto your dead chest. Do not run from this image of masturbation and death. It is both life and death. The sperm on your chest will grow into a baby.
Oh, my God. The fact that every story involves, if you forget, and then it ends with this masturbating in it.
Right.
Well, that was the two questions to go, but I love it. God damn it, Eddie.
It sticks with me.
You think it's wrong if I keep telling you how funny you are?
Eddie, it's Eddie, Eddie Pepitone with us.
Wow.
Ooh,
they should make that the horn on your car. What if that was the horn on your car?
Eddie, it's Eddie, Eddie Pepitone with us.
You know what this would be funny as? If a cop asked me for my registration and every time I opened up my glove box.
Oh, you heard that?
Okay, officer, do you mind if I reach slowly for this registration?
Sure, no problem, sir.
Here we go. Okay, I'm opening my glove box.
Eddie.
What's that?
Eddie,
shoot him! Shoot this fuck! I hate music! Shoot him!
Eddie,
Eddie Pepitone. I gotta stop. I can't ask permission. I'm having so much fun that it's ridiculous. You are nothing but pure joy for me. Everything you do, every instinct you have, everything you do is just wonderful. Wow. Let me tell you something. I said this a long time ago. I'm gonna say it again.
Yeah.
To George Carlin, I said this. I go, if someone loves Eddie Pepitone as much as me, you think I'm gonna go, I doubt it. No. I want to fucking meet him. And then Steve Finearts was sitting next to me. He goes, hello. So me and him. And then there's others. But I want to start a club.
Well, they were not on the casting team of King Arthur. I'll tell you that.
They gave it a Jew.
Eddie, it's Eddie. Eddie Pepitone with us.
No, Jude has many more credits. Eddie Pepitone is too old to be King Arthur. It's only about age.
The reason I want...
not in shape. Oh, really? I'm doing CrossFit, asshole.
Eddie, it's Eddie. Eddie Pepitone with us.
I'm fucking moving tires, and Jude Law, is fucking at home just fucking watching, I don't know, Benedict Cumberbatch jerk off.
That's true.
Eddie, it's Eddie. Eddie Pepitone with us.
The reason I asked when you're happiest, see, I run a so professional show, it's sad, is because I want to do if something I could do that made you happy, like if you said, I love applesauce, I'd send somebody out to get applesauce.
I asked you for a latte, though.
We're going to get one.
Oh, good.
Matter of fact, watch this. Everybody take a deep breath in. So while we took a deep breath, everybody, we got from Postmates, you have a latte with almond milk?
Coconut milk.
Wow.
Oh.
Eddie,
Duncan
got an iced coffee. Did anybody else partake in this ordering?
I think I might
it's
have.
It's like Christmas.
Yes.
I got myself a new desk.
Can I ask you a question?
That would be great. Like latte desk.
A desk. And then I somehow get a $380 bill from IKEA. Okay, we asked you before. We asked you before what your memory. What did we ask you before? What was your last question? What was it? When you're your happiest. What's your favorite?
Second happiest, you asked me.
What's your favorite memory?
Oh,
it's a piece now. It's a piece. Hold on. Let the music breathe. It becomes a piece. People sitting in their house. What is 80 Pepitone's favorite memory? Hold on. Let it breathe for 30 seconds. JJ, do whatever you need to do. Sure, I fucking produce a show. So your favorite?
I guess my favorite memory was I saw Noam Chomsky.
Is this a true story? Because I don't want my listeners.
True story.
And not that they're mine. I don't mean it like, possessive. But this is a good memory you have.
Yes.
Honest?
Yes. Noam Chomsky. This is my favorite memory. Noam Chomsky was getting jerked off by The Situation.
No.
Do you remember this? On the Jersey Shore, Chomsky was a guest star.
Is this? No. Now, it's okay, because we didn't see. We didn't say to George Carlin, did we? Or did we, Duncan? You would know. Okay. So what's your favorite memory? Well, because he's the professional. I put that in mean he's in good... Duncan, I would leave in charge of a situation. That's why I say that. You would know, because he won't let you down.
I guess it was being with my friends, Helen, Gary, her sister, Donna.
How old are you at this point?
My sister. I'm in my 30s.
Go younger. I want to hear your favorite. And I know some people go, Todd, that's rude. You interrupt the story. I know what I'm doing. I'm a professional. 15 years old. Eddie Pepitone at 15.
My favorite memory when I was...
And then we'll hear the other one, so I'm not rude.
Okay, 15.
Can I tell you something? I've been sleeping at night. I've been so worried about that I cut that first story off. Would you mind if I came back? Let's hear the story about when you were in your 30s. We can always go backwards to 15. So 30s for your, because what if your friends that are in part of that story, I just wash it off. Nah. I'm a dick. What happened in your 30s? What happened in your 30s? Please take advantage of my generous offer.
Hold on. Hold on. You may be being generous, but I think your instincts are spot on. I think your instincts are spot on because you don't want a memory from someone's 30s. Most of your listeners aren't even 25, so can't relate.
That's not why. Because I really want a memory from when you were 15 to know, Eddie Pepitone at 15. Yes.
I would have to say my favorite memory. I had a hard, childhood, and I had a fucked up family.
Wait,
so
this is a good memory?
Well, that's what I'm.
Let's turn the music off and let's debate it.
You're making him go back that far.
Oh, I'm making you go back to 15. What was the best?
No. Hold on. Let me fucking finish.
What was? Oh, sorry. You're right.
I'm calling my memory bank for the best one, and it happens to be when I took amphetamines one night and I jerked off till my penis was a bloody pulp. And I just had such a good time. I had such a good time on amphetamines. I mean, it was a little manic, and I did have a psychotic break at the end, but I felt really good. And the other one was getting a bike at Christmas.
What was the other?
When I got a bike, I got a red bike when I was around 5. I'm even going back. I got a beautiful red bike. First Christmas, it was just, and we were all around, I'm serious, we were all around the Christmas tree.
You say to George Carlin, is this true?
Yeah,
okay,
we were all around the Christmas tree.
This is to George Carlin?
Yes, to George Carlin, we were around the Christmas tree, and my family was happy, which was a rarity, and I got a beautiful red bike.
Wow, is that
great.
True? Can I tell you? Oh no, mine was
And I was
blue.
Happy that my sister got shit. I was happy about
that. Is this true?
Yes.
To George Carlin? Why did she get shit? She would get something.
Fuck her! She was always getting
Forget
good
the George
shit.
Carlin. Forget the George Carlin. Forget the George Carlin. So you were angry at your sister because she...
Hey,
so you see her.
My favorite memory.
No, you're right. And
now
how wrong
fucking,
of me. So go
now
back
you're
to that.
No, me.
I want to apologize. Go back to that point. You see your sister opens up a present. There's nothing in there. Is it cut to you?
No,
what are you
no,
laughing?
It was, she got something,
but
it
was
nothing.
Shit.
It was nothing in comparison to the bike.
With
she got like.
So all
she got like a rolling pin or something.
Oh, and you
shit.
You look over, you see it, you
she
love
got
it.
Pigeonholed into the homemaker bullshit. Whereas I had a thing that represented freedom.
Wait, stop everything! I want to know what I did. Did my glass fall?
Yes.
My glass with drinks and with liquor in it.
Yeah.
Oh, because I was banging the cup so.
Wow!
You know what the good news is? Talk about a quality glass. You know, when I talk about a quality glass, I'm not even joking around. There's one thing I think about when I talk about quality. Yes, this glass didn't break, but other things in life.
Appliance, Mid-Atlantic Southeast.
We're trying to work a deal out where because I like I like quality. I like quality. Maybe I'm wrong. I like quality.
Sue me. I like quality.
Sue me. I like quality. I like quality. I like quality.
I like the finer things.
Premium appliance.
Premium appliance.
Mid-Atlantic Southeast.
They were kind enough to send me an oven, and I did. And they're not a sponsor.
An oven?
They're not a sponsor of the show. I do not get a penny from them. All I did was talk about their quality appliances. That sometimes, Eddie, in life, you know how you get tired of things? People go, oh, it's this, it's quality, it's this, and then you get it. You're like, God damn it!
Yes,
shut up with
this. Yes.
The premium appliance, it's not that way.
I didn't think it was.
Premium appliance, Mid-Atlantic Southeast.
Okay. Now back to your memories. Do we take
so
a break
it
even?
It was Christmas.
Okay, good. So it's Christmas.
Yeah, and I remember it was a cold day. It was before global warming, so it was really chilly.
Oh, you're 15?
No, I was about 5.
Oh, you're going back to 5. Okay.
Yeah, because I went first. I was 35.
Whatever you want to do, I'm a professional.
The first I was 35, and you were dead on to like say no.
Yes.
Don't tell me that happy time.
I'm
go back
curious
to
that story,
unhappy.
But later we'll talk about it. Let's see. Can I say something really quick? It's called interjecting. It's not interrupting. Who will be the one that remembers that Eddie is also going to tell us the story of when he was 35? That's a valid story that needs to be told. Who's going to be the one that in 20 minutes goes,
I think we'll all remember.
Yeah, I don't want to be. Well, we say that, but only time will tell. Only time will tell.
I think we'll all remember it.
But back to your 15-year-old.
15 years old. Well, that was the masturbation one on amphetamine.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Okay.
And I had a good time, though. I mean, a lot of people say, oh, that's sad. And I say, I made the best of that evening, for sure.
You know what? That's true. I wanted to say hello, welcome. That's what I do when I lose my balance. No, I don't have my drink, and I keep reaching for it. Guess what that means? I don't like to glorify. It means I have a problem. If it does, then do something. It's not cute. But I do keep reaching for my drink. Maybe because I'm used to having it. That's all. Maybe to quench my thirst.
I just see you at an AA meeting going, look, the only reason I drink is to quench my thirst. Well. Excuse me, Mr. Glass. This is an AA meeting. Turn down. Why did you bring a band to an AA meeting? Face your fucking problem.
I do. Right? I'm here. I'm here today to face my problems.
It's one full of money, two full of show.
Are you doing an ambulance off of my boots?
You can knock me down, step on my face. Send my name all over the place. You can do anything that you want to do.
Mr. Glass, you are not. You are not facing.
You
are not facing.
That you want to do. But come on, baby, get off about it.
You're not facing your problem. Face your fucking problem. Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Yes, Todd, this is your sponsor in AA. Now,
okay, I just had a lot of fun, but was that wrong what I was just doing?
Yes, you have to stop. First of all, when you bring a band into AA, people get upset because
I know.
Everybody's trying to seriously
They're trying to
stop.
Serious. I get it.
They're
get
trying to better their lives,
I get
and it seems you're making fun of them.
I
now,
do get it.
Stop bringing a band into
AA. Sometimes I think it makes life a little better.
I do like that song.
Well, can we just play that while you talk to
you
me?
You know what?
I don't
I'm going to start drinking again!
Oh, no, that's not what I want. That's not what I want. That's not what I want. That's not what I want.
Well, that's what you're going to get.
Oh, you're bad.
I'm on a cruise already. I love Jamaican music. I'm drinking Captain Morgan.
I don't think you
what
know,
was I
that,
thinking being sober?
Some
what
people,
was I thinking?
No, you were thinking right. You know what? The other way, it's only glorified through bullshit. The glorification of someone that had a drinking problem is only glorified through bullshit and liars. The truth is, it sucked the living soul out of certain people.
Why did I go back to... Oh, there's the music I want to drink!
No, I won't play the music. I won't play it anymore.
Oh,
no music the rest of the show.
Sad.
Not if it's...
I want to drink again. Captain Morgan!
Not funny. How can we glorify? I don't want to glorify drinking. It ruins people's lives.
Well,
it makes good people horrible, and it's not adorable.
All right, you're right. I don't know why I started drinking again.
Well, listen, how about we play this?
Oh God, I'm so fucking mercurial with
can I
drinking,
ask you a question?
Not drinking.
One
moment it seems like a good idea, the next moment it seems like the worst fucking idea.
Poor John Brandwagner. Why do I say that?
Why do you say that?
Because all I do is hold Post-its up in front of him, and ever since Andy Kindler made a joke about it, I imagine that's what I'm doing. He goes, oh, sure, when the guy with the big head lunges at you with a Post-it. So now I just think of poor John Brandwagner. He's over there, and I'm like, tick-tock, holding it up.
By
and
the way,
I lunge
your head
at the
got
band.
Smaller.
And by the way...
Your head got smaller.
I lost a
I
lot
know.
Of weight.
You lost some. I've never seen a person lose it in their head. But you did.
I get all my weight goes to my face.
That is.
I think it's
wild.
True. I think it's true. I lose 1 pound. People go, "What happened?" I go, "I lost a pound."
Yeah.
It's like.
For the show, get rid
of. All right, listen.
This is
so,
an AA meeting,
thank
Mr.
You.
Glass.
So
I mean, Todd G. What?
Right, so yeah, but something from that. This is how lost I am. Okay, there was the story from you.
35?
No, 35 we'll talk about later. That's someone's
job,
that's someone's
never get
job
about.
To be told 20 minutes from now. Because you're
okay.
Right. My instincts, I'm not going to bullshit. My instincts were to hear the story.
Your instincts are so
when you're
spot
15.
On most of the time.
Thank you.
I think the only time they're not is when you're in a ride-along with the police.
Can I ask you something?
Yes,
can
sir.
I tell you something to
yes.
George Carlin?
Yes.
I met a
police officer?
No.
Okay.
I've been dating a prison guard. No. Her name is Lisa. Lisa Gauntlet.
It's one for the show.
That's what I say in front of my audience before I sing. Okay, so this is the truth.
What are you going to tell
me? Okay, about police ride-alongs, because you bring them up a lot.
No, I don't.
Yes,
no,
you do. You brought it up three times today. Did he not bring him up?
I didn't hear it.
You? No,
not
come on,
one,
guys.
No,
I had a bit, I get it, but in real
You're
life.
You're on mushrooms, Todd. I'm your spirit animal.
What's loaded
why
up
do
and
you,
ready
why do you hear him?
It's Eddie Pepitone, everybody. He's with us. It's
Hello.
A big deal. Sure,
thank
we
you.
Celebrated.
Thank you.
I know what I'm doing every fucking second of the way.
Thank you.
Eddie Pepitone.
Thank you, Todd Glass.
Eddie Pepitone.
Thank you, Todd.
People love to hear their own name. Eddie Pepitone. That calms you, doesn't it, a little? Is that embarrassing?
Todd, you're in a coffin.
I just had a bone.
I am your hawk.
Take out the
spirit
bone.
Animal.
Wait, my spirit animal. That's
you're,
what
in, a
you're
coffin,
in a coffin.
Oh, and
why
Donald
would I need a spirit
Trump
animal?
Is in there with you.
Oh, shut up.
He's telling you he's repealing all the laws on rough trade.
Well, I'm in a coffin. I got to deal with this.
You're not dead.
Well, that's nice. That would be the worst news to hear. Well, you're dead. What's dead? You finally realize what it is. You're just dead, but you get to hear.
You've been buried alive with Donald Trump.
Oh. First thing I would do is ask him to cut his hair.
Eddie.
Ah.
Okay, let me take over. I have a professional show. I run it every night of the week. This is very exciting.
Do you do it 5 times a week?
No. I wish I
How many times a week do you do it?
I do it once a week, and I
love it. That's more than enough.
I love it. I can't get enough of it. Is that wrong? Is that wrong to say
No,
that?
I think that's good.
Yeah.
That's great. I have a podcast.
Can I tell you what I wish I could get rid of? The bullshit that's built into us. Because let's face it, maudlin has a name for a reason. When it's disingenuous. When oh, and it's sappy, and it's not fucking real, the fear of sounding like someone that is maudlin. You know the word maudlin,
yes,
don't you?
Yes, I love it.
Why did you say what?
I used to watch Bea Arthur was maudlin. Oh, no, Maud. I forget. Maudlin or Maud? I forget. Bea it's Arthur was terrific.
Try
the veal.
Hey, did we ever talk about Don Rickles?
What? To George Carlin. Holy shit.
Wow, that was good.
JJ. Oh, my God.
Wow,
that
was
great.
Great.
No, we did not talk. Well, we talked about it on the show, but
you did a little.
The other day, I'll be honest with you, Eddie. I was just sitting around and I was thinking. Right? Also, I put Kevin Meaney, and I went,
"Oh,
just
yeah.
gone." It's like when you talk when they first die. It's not really you talking about their death. It's talking about the legacy that they left behind, and it's overwhelming. But for me, Kevin Meaney, I have to be honest.
Were you a big Kevin Meaney fan?
I really was. I was, and deservedly so. Isn't that a weird way to say it? He deserved my accolade. Anybody who didn't give him the accolade I gave him, not from not knowing, they just loved him. But there's other people that know what I mean. They're like, no, Eddie, what he did, he was always funny.
That's what I heard. I didn't know him that
last year,
him.
2 years ago. So I don't say this in disrespect, but the concept of the overall, the mom and the whole that.
Did you work with him a bunch?
Not as much as I would have loved to.
Here.
Yeah. And the act was the funniest thing that I've ever seen on the planet. The going back to the mom and the infectiousness. And, you know, I always said this a million times, you can draw two audiences. Some people unnecessarily draw some maybe rowdy people. It's not their fault. Maybe they were in a movie. It doesn't represent their stand up, but you know where the audiences are coming from when you see what's in the arena. You couldn't, some have both. Some have a brilliant audience. And maybe 10% of you could see why they get a few meatheads in there. Go look, you know. But you couldn't love Kevin Meaney. Yeah, I'll throw out a compliment. Unless you are artistically very, I think, am I throwing myself into that category? I guess I am. But it was nice to be in with. It was fun to watch him when he didn't do well. Of course, you know we all love that. But right after his special, when you could be in a room in Bananas and in right outside of New York City, 400 people, 7 shows in a row. Because it was in a comedy club at in a hotel, but because after especially it was so popular, they had to move it up to the banquet room and make it into basically a theater that could hold more people than the comedy club.
Wow.
And they did a good job. They made it feel cool.
Yeah.
You know, they put up a real stage, but it was in a banquet room. 400 people, I get to MC. I would do anything to be on that show. I MC'd 400 people, 6 or 7 shows in a row, sold out.
You MC'd it?
Yeah. And
holy
it was
shit.
It wasn't the only one. I'm saying it was right after that period. It could have been his 15th. It could have been his 20th. But on that night, it was, riding the tales of people that fell in love with him on his HBO special or Comedy Central, where he went out into the streets of San Francisco. I'm so excited. I'm probably saying it half wrong, but you get the gist of it. Me, him, and Duane Cunningham. And it was 400 people all, to me, like, great. Like, no, there weren't. It was like you would go out into the hallway.
He
literally
just attracted a great crowd.
Yes, of just silly, just and it was fucking the best. And along with that, Don Rickles too. Did that affect you, Don Rickles?
Yeah. I mean, he was a big hero.
Do you remember? Do you remember at what age, like
that I started getting into Rickles? I think when I was about maybe young, like 12.
Me too.
I was just like, this fucking guy is funny. You know, I just started laughing. You know, I was like, holy shit, I love Rickles. And I didn't, you know, I.
Me too, 12, because it was like.
Yeah.
That's when I, like, at first, so it's the tribute, which I actually went sideways and started giving Kevin the one he deserves. But you're right. And then after a few weeks pass, like it has with Rickles, I think, wow, it's so final. That presence of life, it's too large to just be gone.
Yeah, well, it's not really, right? I mean, we have all
Well,
his
that's
stuff.
Coming. The minute you say that, that's why, hey, that backs up what I say. for the people that sometimes, unfortunately, make the wrong decisions when it comes to who to make breathe easier, for those people, not always, but often they are people that think there might be an afterlife. And for the maybe the wrong reason, even with best intentions, give a group of people a hard time to breathe than they should, because they want to make sure they're doing the right answers to this alternative life they're going to go to. And they think, or maybe through a process of whatever education, that maybe by having mufflers on, they're thinking they're making all the right choices. When it comes down to it, if the only reason you're here is to make people breathe easier, then what are we talking about? Who were we just talking about?
Don Rickles.
Don Rickles.
Oh, I thought we were talking about...
Oh, Don Rickles. You said his he's not gone.
Right. Well, I think he lives through a lot of comedians.
Right. So you want to make sure...
I was influenced
Don
by
Rickles
him.
Is not here, but he is in every inch of this room. So here, I will bring this together, and I won't feel so bad. So your legacy is as real as it gets right now. That could be... We're just happen to be talking about Don Rickles. But if you're somebody's grandparent, if you're somebody's uncle, your legacy, your stance on social issues will live and breathe as strong as this is breathing in this room. Make sure it's on the right side, because so often those people that think they're answering those questions to go to the place they want to go. What if you're wrong? What if you're wrong and your only legacy is how you were when you were here? Don't you want the story to be that, oh, they were nice to those people. They made those people breathe easier, because that's what we're sitting about. We're sitting in a room talking about Don Rickles, and it does really live on. So make sure what you're fighting for, and make sure if you're giving a group of people a hard time
but are you
that
saying
want rights.
People who believe in an afterlife aren't going to
I think
be genuine question. In real life?
Good
is
question.
That, is that your point?
Good question.
Well, I'm asking you because I think that's what you're saying.
You are absolutely right.
I didn't want to ask that fucking question. You forced my hand.
Not always. But I think a lot of times, obviously, I'm not beating around the bush. Religious people sometimes can worry and because of misinformation. I'm trying to be kind and not in a flippant way. Because of misinformation. Give a group of people a hard time while they're on this planet. Right now, this is probably
they think
they're doing it because that's what Jesus would want. You know, they think they're doing it. Those people that want this afterlife, you would be the most to pay attention. You want to be the ones that listen the most, because you want to rethink some things you're doing that are here, because this is your afterlife. And we're going to look at you through a microscope. We're going to go, okay, when this issue came along, how did you treat people? Wouldn't you want to be the one to go, I was leading the force that interracial marriaging or putting black kids within white schools. Don't you want to be the one leading it every time? We're going to look at you through a microscope. That's your afterlife. And if you've made the right choices, your afterlife is amazing.
Right.
Your grandkids get to sit around and go, look, they're going to love you no matter what. They're going to love you no matter what. But it's so cooler when grandma and grandpa, aunts and uncles were on the right side of leading through people through into the right decisions, and not only, you know, and pulling
right,
them into
so
the right
decisions.
So are
you saying then, and I'm just going to pull this
Don
out
Don
of
Rickles,
a hat.
It all came from Don Rickles, that this is your life. Whatever you do, think about a group of people like us sitting around talking about you. Are you proud of what they're saying?
But Jesus is all about love in this life. That was his message.
I said
like,
religious
be
people.
Kind.
I said I should say organized religion.
Yeah, well, those people
organized
are
religion.
Scumbags.
Don't be
a scumbag. Nobody likes a scumbag.
Nobody likes
a scumbag. Nobody likes a scumbag.
Yeah.
Do you think I went on too long?
Well, it's
make sense of what I just said.
Well, it's interesting. You're kind of saying
now.
People who give rules. Well, it's interesting because people who give
mostly.
Us rules, you know, we do need rules. We can't just be total anarchy, you know what
Why?
I mean?
Why? Well, how's it going now?
It's not going well right,
right
now.
So let's try something different.
I agree. I think people need to be driving hot cars. That would be my rule.
Well,
everybody get a hot fucking car.
Really?
Eddie Pepitone with us.
And a cigarette, a long cigarette,
wow.
And a pair of sunglasses.
And that's
and
life?
And have the Beach Boys on.
This is your life?
Like,
this is what you think life should be?
For this song. And be like, hey, how you doing? Yeah, you like my new ride? Yeah, also this cigarette is fucking sweet. And these sunglasses have anti-glare on them.
You like Auntie
this
Glare?
What you think life
she
be?
Was my favorite aunt. Auntie Glare used to bring the fucking donuts.
Can I tell you, today on the side of my house, the people that live upstairs, I saw a box of like 12 Krispy Kreme donuts.
Wait a minute. You have people who live upstairs?
Yeah, they rent
this. This is your house.
Yeah, but I rent upstairs.
Oh, you rent the upstairs?
Yeah, it's like a sitcom. It's like a sitcom. The opening of the sitcom is this. It's this. This is the opening to it right now. You see the opening.
Are they...
It's me signing the lease with them.
Are they going to leave soon? Because I need to rent. Are they going to leave soon?
Who lives upstairs? Paint the picture. What's the sitcom?
I think it's a divorced. It's a divorced dad.
It's a divorced dad.
And he's living.
Does this music fit his lifestyle?
And he's living. He's Thank living you. With a divorced dad is living with a female ice cream vendor. Like, she has a little truck, but she sells out of it vaginal.
Oh, no one's supposed to know.
No one's supposed to know. It's an ice cream truck, but she sells vaginal rejuvenation equipment.
Shut up, Eddie.
I'm not kidding.
I can't wait. So, how does her cover get blown?
This sitcom is on Showtime or HBO. Okay. It's not network.
You want to start the music over
network.
It's the opening of the show. What does it show? Shows her pushing the cart down the street?
Yeah. No. It's a truck.
She drives a truck.
Vaginal rejuvenation.
You're the one that brought it up.
Yeah. And then all the kids come running to the truck.
Why? That doesn't
even... Because painted on the side is beautiful ice cream.
Oh!
And the artist who paints the ice cream is famous, and he does the best pictures of ice cream ever. Like handcrafted ice cream sandwiches, handcrafted. Artisanal Napoleon. You know what I mean? You ever have an artisanal Napoleon? Strawberry,
vanilla, and chocolate.
Yes.
Of course I have.
Yes.
Can I tell you what I like to do? Hold on. Stop the music. Stop everything. This is worth
gelato this. That would knock your socks off. That's the name. That's their slogan. Gelato that'll knock your socks off. Meanwhile, all she has is a thing that makes vaginas rejuvenate. It's a pump. It's just a pump.
Can I tell you something? Figure something out. You're fucking funny. There's no doubt about it, Eddie. I love the fuck out of you. But that music coming back in out of nowhere, it feeds your soul. I know what I'm
Absolutely.
Doing.
Absolutely.
I'm putting you with this music.
Yeah, so that pump, that vaginal rejuvenation pump, it's expensive. It's expensive. It has a nickel-cadmium battery. It has a nickel-cadmium battery.
Wait, are you on Shark Tank?
Shark Tank. By the way... Yes, I'm on Shark Tank. So anyway, it's a vaginal rejuvenation sold in an ice cream truck. Beautiful pictures of Napoleons.
Hold on, I need a break.
And they're going,
break.
Mark Cuban is like, I don't buy it. I don't buy it. Why hide the vaginal rejuvenation equipment?
Oh, my God.
And then I shoot a dart into Cuban's forehead because I'm like a lunatic. And the dart.
Eddie, it's Eddie.
The dart.
Eddie Pepitone with us.
The dart paralyzes him.
Oh,
the dart
Jesus.
Paralyzes okay. Cuban.
But it doesn't cause pain.
It doesn't cause pain.
I don't want any pain in any of my bits. There's enough pain in the world. All my bits are pain-free.
Absolutely.
As I put chapstick on my lips.
It's one fall of money. Fun show.
That would be a performer. Be a
podcaster.
These are love. Just these are things you could say and then play this music afterwards. I'm sure I give you something. Right? So you say something and then the band comes in. Here we go. Play it again. The ba ba da ba boom ba da boom. Bingity bongity boongity. Yeah.
It's one full of money, for the show. Being
and I turn it off.
So it was many moons ago on a cold night. I went camping. I killed two of my friends.
It's one full of money, for the show. Being
okay.
And there I was. I found God at the Denny's on Sunset Boulevard.
It's one full of money for the show.
Cancer? Would love to, sir.
It's one full of money for the
And that was the third to the last time I ever ate pussy.
It's one full of money for the show.
And that's the last time I went to South Dakota.
It's one full of money for the show.
Wow, this is so much fun with the using John and the band together. Go.
And that was the first time I ever hugged my father.
It's one for the show.
We shook. We shook. We hugged. We made up. And I never could remember his wife's name.
It's one full of money for the show. Get
her was it Blair?
It's one full of money.
Oh, God.
Should we stop this blackout bit, or are we all having a good time?
It's one full of money for the show.
It ended up it wasn't Blair. It was Brenda?
It's one full of money.
Your uncle sounds handsome.
It's one full of money for
the show. Is this really what's on here?
And that's when I realized me and my dad are using the same fleshlight.
It's one full of money for the show. Get her head out.
Shows, everybody, come on. All right, back to you, Eddie. Back to you, Eddie. Stop.
Yeah. So
we're, I don't know. I think the sitcom.
Oh, I thought that was you, that voice.
Guy,
you know the alter voice you do?
That guy?
Yeah, well, who
oh,
was just.
Oh, hi, Todd.
Hi.
My brain don't work no more.
Well, I don't know if this business has been okay to use on the podcast.
Come on, Todd. It's just a silly little organ, the brain. Who needs a brain? I just do puzzles. I do puzzles now.
Wait, are you sure? Please make this so I can use
Todd,
it.
Todd, I use a nice... I have a puzzle. You know what's a picture of?
What?
A kid holding a balloon, but the kid doesn't know there's a sniper on the roof.
Come
right
on,
now,
please,
yeah.
Be nice.
It's called the red balloon.
Okay.
He's gonna get popped. Oh, yeah. I love having puzzles. You know what my other puzzle is?
What?
It's a pussycat.
Who are you, by the way? Let me introduce myself before we hang out.
Okay.
Are you okay? What's your name?
My name is Melvin Thompson.
Oh, hey, Melvin. Okay, nice to meet you.
And I don't have a brain no more. And I do
okay,
puzzles.
That's okay. That's okay.
I know it's okay. You don't have to tell me it's okay. What are you? Oh, what are you trying to make the people breathe these? Yeah, you stupid bastard. Organizer of the jam. So anyway, the other puzzle I have is a picture of a pussycat, but it's during the New York blackout when Son of Sam killed people during the blackout. And the pussycat is in the middle of the floor watching Son of Sam.
I'm still laughing. You know what I'm still laughing at? And I know I'm right. You making, yeah, you're right. Yeah, you know it's okay. You have a know to brain. You don't need me to be patronizing.
I don't need
I think
a
I was being
brain.
I was being patronizing, wasn't I?
You
don't
were being
I would say, don't you worry about it. But
yeah.
You're like, you were very.
Oh,
you
yeah.
Were,
you, oh, you, Melvin, you know how many times I've been told you need a brain, Melvin? If I had a nickel for every time I was told, hey, Melvin, maybe it'd be a good idea if you got a brain. And I'd be like, fuck yourself. I'm doing puzzles now, and this last puzzle was Son of Sam breaking into somebody's car, shooting somebody, and there's a pussycat watching it from a window, and the puzzle's 3,000 pieces. Oh, Melvin, why don't you try to get help, Melvin? Melvin, there's brains available. Really? They can take the brains and shove them right up their asses because I don't need them.
Melvin is a success story.
Yeah.
Melvin.
Ever since I lost my brain,
I've been doing fine.
Very well. I now have a two-bedroom in the canyon. I have a two-bedroom in the canyon.
You have a two-bedroom where?
In the canyon.
Oh.
Hey, do you remember the four on the floor murders where four people were killed with a lead pipe? That's my latest puzzle.
I'm so happy right now. I hope everybody listening is as happy as I am, because I can't be any happier.
Oh.
This is how I want my... Why when I'm happy do I always think about... I'm not joking. When I get at my happiest, not always. I don't want to overdo it. But sometimes when I'm at my happiest, I think about...
When is your happiest? Yeah.
Right now.
Right
to now. George Carlin. One of my happiest. just watching you, just that's a lot of pressure to put on you. Why
no,
do I have
no,
to ruin
no,
it?
No, because you're being honest. And I...
Todd Glass, Todd Giggity Glass. I think you've heard he's got reverb. Todd Glass, number one podcast.
I guess during these songs, Joe, you make me my happiest.
Todd Glass, he's spinning yarns out in the barn. Todd Glass, number one podcast. Todd Glass, Todd Giggity Glass.
Go crazy! Wow! Play it again! Oh, yeah! Can we videotape it?
Todd Glass, Giggity Glass!
Hold on, Eddie. We don't want to lose this. You ready? Who's got the camera? Here we go.
Todd Glass, Giggity Glass! I think you've heard he's got reverb. Todd Glass, number one podcast!
A lot of fun
no,
going
no,
on.
You gotta give it. This is not one of those podcasts where we give a. Eddie is the one we want. Eddie is the one we want. Eddie is the one we want. He is so much fun.
Oh, come on.
Eddie Pepitone. So much
hey.
Fun. He's the one that we want. He's Eddie Pepitone. That's why we. Bubbles.
Wow. That's a lot of work.
That's a great way to intro his story.
What? Who?
The 35 story.
What story?
From when he was 35.
So
who's
what happened 35? When I was? We're talking about my best memory when I was 35.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Unless you want that later in the show.
Can I turn the bubbles off?
I think the bubbles should go first, and then a few other things, and then we'll get to that.
No, you don't mean that. You don't mean
Yo,
that.
I do
That's
mean
what you
that.
Can say. Oh, you do. No,
I do
you
mean
say
that.
You love me. I've heard you think I'm crazy, though. That's the next topic. When I heard that, and how do I go from one thing to another? That's what a good interviewer does. Somebody told me. Seriously.
Yeah.
To George Klein.
Yeah.
That you said that I was crazy.
That I said you were crazy?
Yes, in a good way.
In a good way, yeah.
But I
well,
think it's
I
funny.
That.
I go, Eddie thinks I'm crazy. You're crazy. I mean,
I know I'm crazy.
I told the person that said it. I go,
know I'm crazy, but
I know,
crazy
but I know
in
I'm
a
crazy,
good way.
But you think I'm crazy.
Because most
than I...
people are crazy in a bad way.
But can I say something?
Very bad way.
Let me put my headphones on.
They start telling people what to do.
Some people
or they
don't
become...
even know that they're crazy.
Some people don't.
They don't. That's the definition of crazy.
But okay.
When you don't know you're crazy.
You don't know how crazy you are. So here's what
yeah.
I was...
Now, you don't know how crazy you are,
that's
but
what
in
I
a
thought.
Good way. But in a good way.
What? Well, I think I know I'm pretty crazy. What? Because when you said it's like... So you think I'm crazier than I think I know I am. Or would you go, no, Todd knows how crazy he is.
Well, I don't think you know how crazy you really are. But...
Well, give me an example.
You're still very, very good crazy. But you're not... You don't know the extent of it. That's all I'm saying. And God forbid you know the extent of it, because it may take away from your enjoyment of it. You know what I mean?
You think I'm
God
just
forbid
can I,
you ever find out the extent.
Can I ask you? I should think my crazy is more like this.
Yes.
That's okay. The other one might be the truth, but in my head I can think. Oh, here's how you think I think I'm crazy like this. Oh, look at me! I'm crazy.
Right.
I'm crazy,
right.
Everybody.
But do you have a darker tune?
You want a darker tune? This
because
band will play whatever you want. They take your direction. Tell them what
dark,
my real crazy is.
Yeah, play Todd's real crazy. It's kind of dark. Kind of dark, but upbeat.
Okay.
Dark, though.
dark but upbeat. That's a hard order for
that
a
is,
band.
That is.
No, I'm they're a band. They should be able to do it. Dark but upbeat. And direct them. Tell them what you want until you get it right, and then we'll talk about it. And I'll tell you some of my childhood. Okay, so go ahead.
Yeah. Here you come. You're in a white suit. You're in
How
a
old am I?
White suit. You're around 19. You're in a white suit. You're confused. You're being funny, but there's a little darkness to it, you know? There's a little blood on your suit. Just a little drop of blood.
It could be maybe lies. Maybe lies.
Big little lies.
Wow. All right, enough. Can I tell you
and
something?
Then a crow comes in, a crow.
Can I tell you something? And I should have told this a long time ago. On this show, never feel there's any bit we're throwing by you. If we have run from the bit. We play that. All you got to do is go to him. You make an R with your hand.
Hey, can I ask you a question?
What?
Where is my coffee?
That's a good question.
What is going on?
Where is his coffee?
No, I mean, this is supposed to be
You're right.
Delivery service, right?
Say it again. Say us where your coffee is.
Where's my coffee?
Where's your... Wow, I love this. Sure, I produce a show. We're having fun. We're laughing. Then all of a sudden, you ask where your coffee is.
Do I not listen to the Godless Show? Fuck Rory's Cobo.
What? I swear because I'm cool. That's Eddie Pepitone. Did you hear that?
By the way, can I ask you a question?
By the way,
can I ask you a question? By the way,
okay.
Can I ask you?
I like the reverb in my voice.
Who does all these great songs for you?
Well, first of all, Joe McKenzie is the musician, the lyricist. Joe McKenzie, lyricist Joe.
Wow.
Joe. But
someone should do a jingle for Joe.
Somebody should do a jingle for Joe.
Wow.
It sounds like
a jingle for Joe.
No,
it should be called Jingle for Joe. By the way,
it should be called Jingle for Joe. Maybe these guys can do it. Now, I don't know their names individually, but the guys who did that—if you listen to that song every time, you will hear.
Something
you couldn't hear before.
Absolutely.
Everybody's included. They didn't forget one thing.
You're saying it wasn't mixed well. Yeah.
Why? Eddie, you're the best. You're saying
it's Eddie Pepitone with us.
No, but there was a lot
in that. I think that's the beauty
song.
Of it. There's a lot in there. So when I say their name, I feel like it's like I know what does it say right under where it says putting on the Ritz, the guys who did that. I know they're from Minneapolis. They were going to play for me when I was at the Acme Comedy Club. Mr. Rogers and the Make-Believe, that's the name of their band. I love that.
Wow.
And
they're from Minneapolis?
Yes. They're from Minneapolis. And when I'm there, which I'm going to be there a week from today, maybe I was there yesterday. Yeah, today's Friday. I was there yesterday. I got there Thursday. So does that make sense? Sure, it makes sense. People are listening going, this is Friday. Hello, everybody. It's Friday. I was there.
Whoa.
Whoa. Duncan has your coffee with the caramel latte in it.
Wow.
Sure, it's a professional show. Thank you, Postmates.
Thank you, thank you.
Thank you, Postmates. Say thank you, God, for providing Postmates.
Thank you, God.
Eric got one, too. Eric, when I said that everyone get one, did you? Say you got one?
I said get one.
Oh, I'm glad you did, because I thought, oh, no one took advantage of it. Now, the more I see it, took a lot of people took advantage of it. Dude, was it extra for extra whipped cream? Eric, how much whipped cream did you get? Jeez Louise, Eric. I've never seen so much whipped cream.
I didn't ask for it.
Well, you got a small, but I've never seen how tall. No bullshit. Swear to God, how tall is that cup? Is that 2.5 feet?
How tall are you, Eric?
Well, how tall are you? Why is a cup taller than you, like John Brand Wagner just pointed out? How tall are you?
I'm 6'2".
Okay, that cup's at least 6'8".
Yeah.
That's a 6'8". The cup isn't. The whipped cream
The whipped cream is 6'8". The cup stopped at 6'2".
You're telling us they gave us...
20 ounce.
That cup could go on any ride because it's big.
What's the matter with you? Hey, what's... Okay, none of that. I don't have time. That's what a tight show this is. It's so much fun.
We got to get to Eddie's story.
Okay, so Eddie. Hold on. Let me take a deep breath. Yeah. So, by the way... Mm-hmm. Guys from Minneapolis, Mr. Rogers and the Make Believes. They said in another song, but we'll play that next week. So I want to keep the show all nice and here's what I like to say at this point.
Yeah.
We're look, it's a long go in for the close, but we basically, and we still have to stop for our summer concert series, which I think you might like. We're part of our summer concert series tonight. JJ, can I tell you right now?
Yeah,
is going to do It's a Heartache.
Ooh.
On the trumpet.
You have a summer concert series.
Yeah,
great.
During the summer, we like to have a summer concert series. We bring JJ in here because he's a professional trumpeteer.
He's awesome.
God, people are so angry. I know the words. I know when to be silly, but I also know when to take the time to say, this is what you're in for. Do you want to do it right now and just enjoy it?
Yes.
You got your hot coffee right there.
I would love to, yeah.
I got a nice drink. I'm going to take a little bit of, I'm going to get a little fresh air. And I think it'll give us a chance. Fresh air means marijuana. I think it'll give us a chance. And by the way, this will make me feel a lot better, too. Give me a second. He sent in him singing. What's the song we've been doing a lot on the show? I know what I'm talking about. We play it, and Bert Kreischer was over there dancing in the corner.
Hot dog.
And he tweeted it at me. And I'm now like, that's okay. You know who you are. I know who you are. The only one that tweeted me, you singing it. It was beautiful. You said I'm a quiet person, but it was beautiful. So that's all. I feel better. But I realized something, Eddie.
What?
That you're right. We should let's. You got your hot coffee. I got a little lost, but I'm okay. You got your hot coffee. I have a nice. I'm going to take some fresh air. Okay. We'll take part of our summer concert series. Oh. And while the summer concert series is going on, we're all going to sit indie style in the grass. The band, I love when you hear the band setting up in the background. You hear the, basically, I think it's lead. Yeah, you hear that. Yeah, you hear them. And then we're going to enjoy, it's a heartache.
When did you get the tattoo?
Life is a heartache.
When did you get the tattoo on your chest that says, fuck you? When did you get that?
You know, I got, to be honest, I got a price to laser it off yesterday. So I want to, know that's not something I'm happy that I got. Mm. I got that 6 years ago.
Okay, at the Knickerbocker, right? Knickerbocker Hotel?
Yeah.
Okay, that's where I got mine.
Are you serious?
Yeah, the Knickerbocker, where they have little gin gimlets, and they'll write fuck you on your chest in indelible ink.
It was half price to write go fuck yourself.
Yes,
yes. Yes.
Knickerbocker Hotel.
Oh, what am I saying? I just realized that's what I keep saying Peggy. It's Piggy.
Yes.
Yeah, you read it. You know, it's at...
You got it.
That did the montage.
Yeah.
They did putting on the Ritz. No, the montage was, I said... Peggy, but it's Piggy.
Correct.
The montage when they put the whole show, all those different shows together.
Correct.
You're talking about way back a long time ago.
Very beginning.
Yes. Thank you for bringing that up now. Jesus Christ. Thank God I caught myself that I felt like, why would you now bring it up? But guess what? It's out of the way. So I'm still happy
you did.
It
was eating at me.
Guess
I
what?
I let it go too long.
And to George Carlin, I'm glad you did. You know why? Okay. Because that's someone that was kind enough that I really did like what they did with the show, and they medleyed all these things together. And then I asked them, hey,
they're not going to do more if you
they're
call
not going to do for more if you can't even give them their proper Twitter name, send some love by their Twitter page. They're pigs. Piggy. So anyway, to George Carlin, I'm glad you remembered it. I mean that. You know, to George Carlin, that's what I love about it. No one can go, well, I didn't know if you were serious or not. I go, nope, I was. Thank you. So it's a heartache. I mean, it is a heartache. It is a heartache. Life is a heartache. Life is a goddamn heartache. You know it, Eddie, right?
Absolutely.
It's a heartache.
It's so hard.
It's just a heartache.
It's a heartache.
Life is a heartache.
Life is a heartache.
Nothing but a heartache. Can I tell you something? That's beautiful. Right? I feel bad lunging at JJ.
Wow.
Oh, that was a lot of reverb. What are you doing with your mic? Where's your mic?
I just insti-videoed that.
Were you recording that?
That just went up on Instagram.
Wow. Look at you. Very professional.
Most of it, I didn't record, and that's my problem with social media.
Let me ask you this.
I hate social media, but I just instantly
embrace it.
No, I embrace it.
What are you? What are you?
Where am I going on vacation?
Where are you going on vacation?
I'm going to go to France without a brain.
Oh,
and
you're
I'm going to say, "Give me more brain." And they're going to say, "But your heart's going to explode." And I'm going to say, "I don't have a brain."
So does this guy have a name?
Melvin.
Melvin. Hello, Melvin.
Hello.
How you doing, Melvin?
I'm not so good, but good. Not so good, but good.
Oh, I like that. That means you're having a... Can I read into that?
I don't know what that means.
Maybe I should just let you say it. I'll let you say it. I'm sorry.
I don't have a brain.
That's okay. Well, what you do is great. Everything you do is great.
Thank you.
You understand?
Thank you.
Thank you. You're wonderful. You're pleasant. You are fun.
Do you want to come in my dreamscape? Let's go into a dreamscape where nothing is real.
Nothing is real because I have no brain. balls are made of ice cream.
The sink is shit.
How about you're pitching a show?
You're pitching a show to studio execs, uh-huh. And you're like, check it out. The walls are made of ice cream and the sink is shit.
Oh, I like that.
Shit.
People love ice cream.
And that's
I
got
didn't
right
hear the
now.
Last part. Ice
and,
cream
and
Charlie shit.
Sheen may be attached. The walls are made of ice cream and the sink is made of shit and Sheen may be attached. Charlie Sheen may be attached. Martin is not into it. He wants more specifics.
By the way, this is a real commercial.
Vanilla ice cream in a chocolate chip cone?
Would you do me a favor? Yeah. I've asked a few guests to do this. I won't lie to you. Be the person that listens to this infomercial. I want to let you make a direction. I'll tell you my direction I want to give, that everything does it for you. Can't be more excited. Maybe it angers you.
Okay.
Maybe hearing this commercial does not jive with what you deal with in everyday life. I don't know, but you're at home. You're listening to this on the radio.
Right.
And you're in your living room, and this comes on. And it's you.
Okay.
Is that okay? Is that too much to ask you?
Let's hear it.
Vanilla ice cream in a chocolate chip cone?
Holy shit,
that
sounds good.
That's a match made in heaven. Well, now everyone can bring heaven into their home.
Wow, how?
You'll hear for the Waffle Cone Fun Factory.
No
it's
fucking
the new way.
Way
to create, bake, and roll.
I'm buying this.
Stone top.
I'm buying this.
Sweet strawberry cones.
Margaret, give me the fucking checkbook. Checkbook, you bitch.
Close the handle.
What?
Then in just 2 minutes, you're ready to
roll. You fucking useless
wow,
bitch.
A waffle cone.
Why do you want to buy this waffle cone?
Now roll red velvet cone.
Why do you have to be mean?
Roll crunchy, munchy peanut butter or fruity blueberry chocolate cherry.
You piece
check
of
this out.
Shit.
Place
every
it over
time
any
I
bowl
for
to create
checkbook.
Banana bowl sundaes.
Wow. What? Great. Banana bowl sundaes.
All your favorite ice cream.
I'm yogurt, sorry I yelled.
Yogurt, yogurts, and more. Waffle cone fun factory works on any stove top. It is done.
Whenever anger's funny, I figure it's got to be done right. Oh my God.
Eddie Pepitone.
Wow.
Eddie Pepitone is back on the Todd Glass Show today. Eddie Pepitone. Eddie Pepitone.
Who wrote this song?
He's gonna make Todd Glass punch the wall.
Let's talk about your podcast. Sure, I know how to produce a show. Sure, I put on chapstick. JJ, what do you got for us?
Eddie Pepitone. Eddie Pepitone.
Pep Talks.
Eddie Pepitone. Pep Talks.
What do you do in your show? The mic is yours!
I talk nervously into my iPhone about my anxieties, and I'm not kidding you. I don't have any guests because...
You don't need
like,
them.
Well, I don't need them, but I didn't want to be bothered doing it. But now all I do is I talk into my phone and go... I usually pull my car over to the side of the road.
Is this true?
I'm not kidding. And I just go... Oh, God, guys, I feel anxious, but there's a beautiful tree over here. And that's basically the tenor of it. And it goes on for anywhere between 20
minutes. So you'll record a podcast on the side of the
road.
And
it's just me kind of trying to be honest about what I feel. And I've gotten a lot of good feedback, but I'm losing interest in doing it. So I think I'm going to have to take it back to happen.
I think it would be great to hear. So just to hear you rant. I know I sound like a little bit.
It's not. I'm not trying to be funny, though. Like, this
so what?
Is so much fun. Mine is the opposite. There's not one fucking tune. There's not a jingle. Maybe it needs jingles. Like, every time I go, I don't know, you know, guys, I really feel like death is around the corner. Like, something like that.
No, I know what you mean. I shouldn't. I didn't do it well. Justice, what you were talking about.
No,
you. But you're
funny.
Saying you. I'm too. Yeah. I love to George Carlin. You just. Mm-hmm. You're in. That's the mood you're in. That's what you talk about. What's coming. But by the way, for anybody that loves you, they'll love that podcast. I could use. I could use a dose of whatever you have to offer.
But it is funny. I've gotten a couple of emails like from a guy who just out of the blue.
Too
said,
dark.
What the fuck has happened to you? That was the email.
You know what?
What are you doing? You have a gift. Why are you wasting it?
That doesn't have to be... that doesn't.
But
have
I
to,
didn't give a shit. I'm like, I don't
that
care.
Doesn't have to be a bad thing.
That doesn't wasting your gift?
I don't think so.
Sorry, I have a station identification.
Mid-Atlantic Southeast.
But if someone says that to you on a podcast, if they go, what the fuck? I think I could be, what the fuck could be a great emotion you bring out of someone like, Jesus Christ, you took us there. What, were you in a bad mood?
That's true.
Were you in a funk?
I'm always, yeah.
You're always in a funk?
Not always, but when I do the
podcast. I don't mean to talk to you like an idiot.
I know. When I do the podcast, I kind of talk. I just kind of talk about mostly what I'm feeling. It's a very feeling podcast. And most
what's it called again?
It's called Pep Talks.
I'll tell you what you do. I'm going to send all my listeners. I don't give a shit. I don't care what it's going to cost me. Send them over there. Get a free listen.
I think it'd be hilarious.
Can I get a free listen? Can you give the people. Get them a free on me? Can it be on me?
It'll be on you. Yeah.
What's it normally cost?
It's about $35 an episode.
Wow.
$3,500 if you want to hear what I'm
a premium. The
about
premium
me
being package.
Anxious, like,
so for $3,500.
I'll give you an example of it. Like, for $3,500.
Can we play one of the tracks? Can I play one of the tracks?
Yes. Go ahead.
All right, hold on. So now so we can play one of the tracks. This was your show that you dropped when? On Thursday?
This was Thursday's show.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
So I just noticed this red mark on my shoulder. And I was like, oh, my God, this may be cancer. And then I realized, wait a minute, I've had this red mark for a long time. And I'll tell you, I haven't been breathing well lately. I just haven't been breathing well. And I'm thinking, why haven't I been breathing well? I'm working out 3 times a week. And then I realized it's because I worry too much and I'm not living my own life. I'm just not living my own life. I'm kind of being a phony with who I am. I'm being a phony with who I am.
Can I tell you something? I can't get
anyway,
enough of it.
Anyway, that's kind the of guy what you can get. You can get for $3,500.
And the slide whistle, is that free? Did you have that guy with the slide whistle? Does he travel with you?
Yes.
And he
that's
scores.
Hank.
And it's Hank, and he
Hank
scores
Bonnaroo.
All your shows?
Hank Bonnaroo.
How's your coffee? Let's talk about real shit.
It's
I'm not
strong.
Afraid to have a serious show.
It's really strong.
Is it enjoyable? You taste it. What did you get?
I'm a little worried that it's so strong.
Yeah, that's what I do to the guests. Why do you think if a guest wants to... Did we Uber you here?
Yes.
Is that relaxing?
I liked it.
I want to start doing it.
It was a big, big Uber. It was huge.
Tell them what I got you. I got a stretch.
Off.
A stretch.
Yes.
A stretch, but not a stretch. Stretch. That's where they take a stretch limo. Tell me if I'm wrong, because I don't want our guests to think that I'm full of shit. That's where they take a stretch limo that's already a limo.
And they condense it to a really small car.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Shut up. And that's the ultimate of the ultimate in the show.
Beautiful.
They go, that was a stretch limo. God, I got 20 minutes left with you, Eddie. It's not enough. It's never
15.
Enough.
You have 15.
I know. I thought I'd lie to you. God damn it. I can't get anything by you.
These phones are accurate. They're satellite controlled. I love the satellites we have up there now. Are you familiar with all the satellite technology we have now?
Of course I am. What am I, an idiot?
Oh, my God. What they're doing up there is just tremendous. Just all of the technology is awesome.
But can I tell you something? That's great. Shut up. I'm not even listening. I mean, I'm listening, but that sounded like... for someone that is paying attention, you said all that stuff, and then I just said...
It's all done with one nickel-cadmium battery.
Oh, God. I know. I have a plan on how to keep you here an extra 5 minutes. Should I not have told you? But it's all in my part of my big... I tell you, I need the witness relocation program. Because I've got myself in quite a predicament.
A what?
A witness relocation program.
Oh,
I need
okay.
it for myself.
I'm in the witness elocution program.
And then, what is that?
Well, you just pronounce everything really well, but you're a witness to something horrible. Yusa did behead that little thing.
I need a witness relocation because I used to tell people, I realize I'm on to all my tricks, and then it's back to you and we're going
to
close the
show.
You're
on to yourself.
Well, like I tell people when I have people coming in from out of town, I will put a glass bottle of milk in the refrigerator because it looks nice. I love the look of it. I drink instant coffee, but I don't like it. I've talked about this in the show, but there's a conclusion I have today. But I don't like it in instant coffee. I buy a really good, like, canned of coffee, and then I pour it in. I love the look of, like, when I was coming home from a long trip, put the expensive orange juice in there from Ottawa, whatever that shit is. I don't care. It's the one that's...
Oh, I know what you say. Adwala.
Yeah, Adwala. Put that, a thing of that in there. But I admit
for
to
looks?
All the, yes, I like the way it looks, and I like to have a whole bag's food folded up and scrunched in between some books to make it look like I go there.
A what?
A whole bag of food from whole bags. A paper bag. From
whole bags.
All food.
From whole bags food. Would be a better
no,
place.
No, whole bags.
All our bags. Our food is shit, but the bags are whole bags. It's not a fucking, it's not a thing.
A bag from whole foods. My point is that I like the way it looks whole like bag. While I was gone. I'll give you one more example that I've talked about on the show. I bought a shaving cream that comes in a tube that it looks like.
Hey, you guys got to get shaving cream.
You know what I mean?
I
get shaving cream in a tube, baby.
Isn't he special? Isn't he special?
But seriously?
I have that, too.
But you know what I mean? You see, like, it looks like, oh, I bet that's, like, it comes in a real deep green, like, the aluminum, the outside of it, whatever it says, Edgman shaving cream. I'm never going to use it. I just, but now that
I know the spokesperson for Edgman. He's a lunatic. The guy is hooked on all kinds
of shit.
Well,
we have one of his commercials for Edgman shaving cream. The guy does sound like a lunatic.
Yeah, yeah.
This was the last, track 4.
Here it is.
By Edgman! If you don't buy it, I swear someone's going to get hurt.
I know. He threatens people. He threatens people.
That was a commercial he read?
He
thought that
people.
That would draw people. Dude,
threatens
let's
people.
Play. Hold on. I want to come in with a better music. Let's come in with this Etchman guy. How about this? Is this good? Is this good? These are some of the ads that they ran for Etchman. Okay,
yeah,
go
yeah,
ahead.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I swear to God, if you don't shave with Edgman, I'm dropping this blood on these kids. I'm going to drop the blood on the kids.
Edgman shaving cream. So I buy a tube of that, and it says whatever. You know what I mean. And then I realize everyone's onto my shit. Like, I do it because I like the way it looks, but I'm supposed to act like I don't know. I've already admitted that I know. Like, when people come over, it's like, this is, it's not a sham or anything, but I feel like it's a sham.
Chamois
like,
are great. You know that.
Thank you. That was my closer for many years.
For the show. Do you get rid of can't go with them.
So I need the witness relocation.
What is that material?
I want the witness.
What is that material in a chamois? What is that fucking material?
It's orange rag.
That's it?
I don't know. I tried to get away with it. It's orange rag.
It's one full of money, for the show.
My big paws are there, but, you know, you can swap me away anytime you want. But when you swap me away, what I mean is sometimes I put my big fat fucking fingers on the volume, and then he wants to turn it louder to come back in with a cue, and I just swap my hands away. But while you swap my hands away, just smile, and I'll be like, oh, it's cool. You know what I mean? Like, when my big meaty hands are keeping that on the zero, you're right. I know exactly what you wanted to do. You wanted to come back in with the music like this, out of nowhere, and then it wasn't there. You wanted to do this.
It's one full of money.
Okay, and I got 10 minutes left with you. Don't think I haven't thought about this, what I'm going to do with you.
I had
you
such know a great like memory when I was 35.
Okay, how long
wait.
Will that
let's,
take? Can no, you do that
wait
in two
seven,
minutes?
Eight
no,
minutes.
I want to do that right
no,
now.
No, I want to wait.
I want to do it right
I
now.
I want to wait nope. for 7 or 8 minutes.
Right now, please.
All right.
Okay, go ahead. You play. This was
so,
when you were how old?
I was about 33 or 35. It was when I still was bald, so I still didn't have hair. But it was my friend Helen's birthday, and we rented out a room in the Plaza Hotel. In the Plaza
Hotel. Is
this Hotel.
True?
Yeah. What do you mean? This is a fucking memory. You said, what's your happiest memory? One of your happiest memories.
That
we
age.
Rented out a room in the Plaza Hotel, and it was a bunch of us, all really good college friends, her sister, my sister, my buddy Gary, a couple of other people, and we were just, I was smoking a lot of pot back then, so I was having a good time. And I remember just smoking some weed out a window in the Plaza Hotel overlooking Central Park. And
wow.
I was just so high, and it was just so beautiful. The snow was falling, and I was like, I'm with my best friends, and we would sleep in the bed together. Like, there were like 5 or 6 of us sleeping in the bed, and it was like a sleepover for 30-year-olds. It was really fun, and that was the memory. That was the memory. That would be funny if this was like in Yankee Stadium and people go up to the mic one by one. Sir, Frank Johnson, your favorite memory.
Yeah. By the way,
I got a beautiful little red wagon, and I'll never forget there was a cigar in it. And this cigar, I just lit the cigar. And when I lit it, I was like, I do want to smoke. I want to smoke and smoke and smoke.
Mildred Thompson, your best memory.
I would have to say it was when I bought a beautiful candle at Bed Bath & Beyond, and it didn't work, but they allowed me to return it. Thank you.
Yeah. Hank Friendrichs, your best memory.
Well, I had a book light, and that thing shone so bright, I was able to see my family for the first time. Thank you.
Steve Johnson, your first memory.
Well, no, your best memory.
Your best memory. Well, I guess it was I was operating on a fella who had, being a surgeon is not easy every night, but I was operating on a guy who took a bullet into his cervix curriculi, and I was going to pull the bullet out, and then I said, you know what? Fuck it, Steve. You work hard, and I let the guy die. It just freed me up to do what I want. Now I just lead outward-bound workshops in the woods for kids who can't get out of the city.
That's not a guy you would want telling your kids anything. This guy's going to talk to people and structure their lives. Now I just talk to youth in the inner cities. This guy's a menace to society.
Sheila Friedrichs, what's your best memory?
I guess it was when I thought my iPhone wasn't charged, and then I looked down and it had a full battery.
Thank you. About people. Some people are shallow. That's the message. That's how we bring it into a close.
Phones are important these days. Yeah. No, the satellite technology is terrific.
Do you know what's going on out there with the satellite?
Oh,
Eddie,
my God.
I only have you for 7-8
About
minutes.
About 5 minutes.
I'd like to do a slideshow.
I like that you keep adding a couple of minutes.
Eddie, I know what I'm doing. I always try to trick you. You run a tight ship.
Because I have to call a cab. I have to get over there.
You know what? We're going to get you. Nah, call it yourself. Nah, I'm tired of giving and giving and giving. What do I get?
Well, there was a lot of whipped cream on this thing.
Thank you. 7 foot tall. God, I want to say goodbye. But I think the way we should do it.
Now, yeah, let's take a second. I hope this is the 300th and not.
No, this is going
to
be.
You know what I mean?
Like, this is going to be the 300th. I don't know how we're going to do it, but we're going to have to figure it out.
Eddie, I'm sorry, but it wound up on the editing room floor.
No, boom.
We went with Seth Rogen.
That would kill me.
We went with Seth Rogen. Seth Rogen dropped by.
Even on a podcast.
Jude Law.
Eddie, we went with Jude Law.
Eddie Pepitone with us.
Please, folks, but I do want people to watch King Arthur because I was supposed to be on it, and I am still going to use it
okay.
for my reel.
Well, that's okay. I understand
I'm going to pixelate my face. I'm going to pixelate my face over Jude Law.
And I'm going to tell you something. I know you don't need this because here's the way I look at it. Someone's listening to the show, and then they love you or they adore you. They're going to go, I want to listen to Eddie Pepitone's podcast.
Well, that would be
sometimes
a mistake.
Sometimes people need a push. Guess what? Stop. I get why you're saying it.
Yeah.
They know already. They're going to go, No, it's there's a mood you want to be in to listen to your podcast. This is the type of a mood. All they want to do is go, "Hey, I love Eddie at the silly mood, but also I want to hear something. I want to hear. I'll go download it. How about you like that? Will that shut you the fuck up?"
Eddie, it's Eddie.
I know what I'm saying is right. You're worried if you go there and you're just speaking off the top of your head. If it's a little too
revealing
in the doldrums, maybe you're in the doldrums.
Yeah.
No, but let me tell you, everything is just going to be Eddie Pepitone. That's all you promise them is it's going to be you, where you're at that moment. And to me, that's always pure joy. Go there. I'm trying to tell you people to go there. Eddie needs help.
The last podcast I talked about raisins for about a half hour.
Maybe they could. Maybe we could send over a clip and we'll play it on the show.
I found a raisin once, and I was just like going, and I found a raisin on the floor, and I was like,
"What if we go over and
cow,
it's so bad?"
Hold on.
Let's play a clip of. Okay, we got how many more minutes with you? Because I'm going to utilize them so good. What do we have? 5 minutes. Let me see your clock. Wow. Can you give me 5?
I'll give you 5.
Okay, that's 3 extra, and I appreciate it.
It's 2 extra.
So we find a clip. What did you say?
2 extra.
It's 2 extra.
It's 927.
Well, 927 would be 3 extra.
And now 7, there goes 8, one 9, of those 10. Minutes.
No, I'm not going to count this.
When now it's 2 extra.
If we dispute it, I was right. 3 extra minutes.
All right.
Oh, you were debating whether you should give
me
the three.
Look, I don't want to waste one of the minutes with
this. You're right. Can we start all over and just call
this?
Go ahead. Can we call it a truce?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So one thing
By the way, truce makes me think of World War One. Terrific. I mean, brutal war, but it's made for terrific television.
Eddie.
Millions died.
Eddie Pepitone with us.
Millions died in World War One, but how great are the documentaries? How great are the reenactments? Were those people's lives in vain? I think not.
Okay, I don't know what to say about that.
That's why they did the sequel.
I'm not sure. I don't want to say anything that people hear it.
Did you hear that? That's why they did the
That's
sequel.
That's why they did. Thank you.
That's World War II. For those of you.
That's how intriguing
those are
it
great.
Was.
Those are great okay. videos.
I want to take a second. I know what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. I know what I'm doing. I have mm-hmm. a little bit of time mm-hmm. left, and mm-hmm. I want to take a second. I don't care if it eats up my time. It's
3 minutes.
My time. If 3 minutes left, 4 minutes. Is that thank you for coming. It was so much fun. Everybody,
I always have the
Jonathan
best time.
On bongos tonight and slide whistle over there. That's not easy to play. On drums, Eric. Never taken for granted. Drummer Eric on drums. Well, this is now your drummer Eric. And JJ, it's a
wow.
Perfect. They're all wearing black suits. The band is a red curtain. Then all of them in the black suits. It looks great. And then Duncan, you know, it says on that thing, the song says about Duncan, it goes, he serves as many hats. The original song. Not the one Duncan, but the one Havana Gila. Yeah. I'll play the whole goddamn song and get to the part I want. Well, I'm eating into Eddie's 3 minutes. Just to prove I'm not crazy. Okay,
this
now you've called me on
it. It's the Todd Glass Show. The Todd Glass Show. Yes, it's the Todd Glass Show.
2 minutes left with you, and I'm
Over
eating into
there,
this.
There, it's Aristotle. He's the producer. He sits behind a glass wall because it is a real show, and he is a real producer. Aristotle sits behind a glass wall. And there is Eric Olson. Eric Olson. Eric Olson. Eric Olson paid me to say his name a lot. Let's say shalom to Jingle Joe. He lives up in Portland, so he's not with us in the studio, but he does all the music for the Todd Glass Show. Why won't Joe move down here? That's none of your goddamn business. Then there is John Brand Wagner. He does the soundboard. He's young but does a great job. Gotta mention Duncan Carey does a bit of everything.
Does a bit of everything. Okay.
It's beautiful. The music's amazing. Okay. And they're all done by fans.
Jingle Joe does 90% of all the music.
Right. Okay.
Then we get that
He's
putting
amazing.
On the Ritz, who
He's
was
amazing.
Just... hope they play with me in Minneapolis. So now I have a minute left with you, and I thought the way to do it. First of all, it was my choice.
What a great time this
was. It was my
Please
birthday.
Tell me when this comes out, because my parents want to see results from my career.
They
want to see results.
Well, we have a great way to close for your parents. Are they going to be listening? How's your dad doing?
He's doing okay. He's 84 and not well, but still okay.
Not well.
He's,
what a good way to end the show.
Yeah. That's what my podcast is like.
Guess what? I'll take it. Whatever emotion you're in. But you know what I know? Whatever your emotion in, it won't be fueled. Your anger will never be fueled. I'll give you this. I got a nice compliment for you. Your anger will never be fueled by being mad at the people that are victims. You know, people
That's
that are
true.
Like, that group, this group, that group. No, that group needs your love, you dumb fuck. At least when you listen to Eddie, what's angering you? What's depressing you? What's putting you in a funk? Maybe it's all over the spectrum. Maybe if it's not even that deep one day. Whatever it is, it's not. You're never wrong at the wrong person or thing. You're just wherever you're
Usually,
at.
Usually, yeah. I
well, why?
So.
You got a story you want to tell me?
No, it's too much. I only have 30 seconds.
Yeah, well.
Or else I tell you a story that knock your socks off if we had a couple more minutes.
Well, it's time to, you know, the memories of your life. These are all the memories of your life. And we have listen to the song, and then we have a slideshow. We're going to show you pictures.
In
we're going to talk
20 seconds?
Can I get a minute? Look at this. Can you put the slide projector up? Let's turn the lights out. Click it over to a good one. Eddie will tell us. Eddie, what is this over here? Hold on. It's okay. Hold on. Here we go. This is the way we'll close it out. Wow. Now, Wow, what is that?
Just someone running through water in a beach, a beautiful beach.
Now that's you in a. I'm wearing a jockstrap and a sailor hat.
A jockstrap and a sailor hat.
Where are you at? Wearing a jockstrap.
We're in Cape Cod.
Oh, okay.
We're in Cape Cod.
That's all I need to know.
Okay. Oh, I love this one.
Now, what is this one here? This is crazy.
I'm just riding an elephant and I'm trying to get into a 7-Eleven.
What does your hat say?
My hat says, "Please don't ask me about Edgemond Shave Cream."
Oh, this is you jacking off at your daughter's graduation.
No, her birth and then the graduation. You're right. I'm sorry.
Okay. Now let's
here I'm bowling naked.
Oh, let's,
and I love
let's
it.
Pass through a lot of them.
Okay.
Oh, there we go.
There we are. Sorry. Yeah, there I am. A lot of blood, a lot of dinner, a lot of cake. I got to go, though. So.
Well, Eddie.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
It's not the things you wear, not the way you do your hair, but it's you I like. The way you are right now, the way down deep inside you, not the things that hide you, not your toys, they're just beside you, but it's you I like. Every part of you, your skin, your eyes, your feelings, whether old or new. And I hope that you'll remember, even when you're feeling blue, that it's you I like, it's you yourself, it's you, it's you, it's you I like.
Nerdist.com